Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Tuesday morning. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. We want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville, or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. It'd be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Dahomey.
That would be really weird.
Yeah.
But Shane Reed is Dahomey.
He is our homie.
He's Dahomey.
Know what I'm saying?
You know what would the only thing that I think could make Strange Brew better?
Oh, million dollars a year incoming.
If they sold Woody's Nuggets. If we could get Woody's chicken nuggets and tater logs in Strange Brew Coffeehouse,
yeah,
and I can have myself a little chicken tender snack,
fried chicken and coffee.
Well, I was gonna go over to Churn and Spoon and get the maybe an Oreo cheesecake milkshake,
chicken and ice cream.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, If Strange Brew had a setup where we could also have gas station food inside,
couldn't handle
either
it.
Churn and Spoon or Strange Brew,
I may
never leave.
I'll tell you what, every cardiologist in town would be happy if that happened. Be so happy.
True.
Yeah, man, the Woody's Nuggets, legendary to this day. I miss them. Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's only a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. The Mississippi Beef Council, that's their name, wants to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. It's a beef night at the Haydad House. I'm making a Philly cheesesteak pizza.
Ooh. Yeah. That sounds really good.
Yeah, you make a cheese sauce, saute up the steak, you fry it up a little bit, and then just spread the sauce on, put the steak, then put some more cheese on top and let it bake. Very good.
What kind of cheese?
White American.
Let's go.
Yeah.
I'm sure it will be delicious.
I'm doing beef, actually, the next, because I don't know if you know this or not, I'm doing Mr. Mom these next 3 days. Jennifer is in El Salvador. She's out of the country. So I
will have to hear how that trip goes, too.
Well, you know, Trump wanted to get these MS-13 members out of this country and back to El Salvador, and so I have helped do that.
She's been shipped out of the country.
She's been shipped out. She's going to come back with a teardrop under her eye.
You had enough.
Yeah, tomorrow I'm doing
slapping you around.
I'm doing bacon cheeseburger or smash tacos tomorrow.
Ooh. Is that a Chad Dawkins special?
It is a homage to the One Tortilla Grill, for sure.
That was very good. He brought those over to us.
Yeah, I do that. So I'm looking forward to it. Again, when you're making weeknight dinners for your family, you want something that's quick, easy, but delicious. Beef is always the choice you should go with. Beef, it is what's for dinner, thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is a place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you're looking for. I know you're looking for it, so go out and get it today, and you can right now. Mother's Day is coming up, probably too late to ship, so you might need to shop. Head over to one of their two locations in the Jackson area, Ridgeland by Fleet Feet, Flowood by the Half Shell, and grab mom something great, maroon and white. Get it at College Corner. Restaurant Tyler, Starville's flagship restaurant for lunch, dinner, or Sunday brunch. The best meal in town is at Restaurant Tyler. This Sunday, treat mom to the best brunch in town at Restaurant Tyler. Nothing says I love you like the Mississippi biscuit. Oh, That's how you tell mom you love her, by just giving her a biscuit covered in gravy and fried chicken.
Yes, and bacon. And eggs.
And eggs. That's what mom wants. At least my mom would. So, enjoy it.
And if she doesn't want it, you know, I will gladly eat what's left on the plate.
There you go. All right, calm down, Bob. You're Robbie, not Bob.
Again, though, it's not Bob because this is someone that we know.
Okay, in this scenario, this is a mother that you know.
Bob essentially,
Bob ate
it
refuse.
wasn't in the trash can, but he essentially ate
On the way.
trash.
He's on the way.
Yes.
If you eat food off of a table where there's nobody there, nobody's at that table anymore, and now you're eating the food, you have pulled a Carskadden. You've Carskaddened
And
yourself.
this wasn't someone that he was very good friends with, that he knew
He did know them.
really.
He did know them.
Okay.
It was Ann Strickland, the Scott Strickland's wife.
That's still a little weird.
She was out of the restaurant though. Like he was like, ooh. He's like, ooh, there's some they left something there and he went and ate it. He ate it.
Next time I see Scott, I
Yeah.
saw Scott at the SC tournament. We had a good chat.
Yeah.
Next time I see Scott, I am going to ask him if he knew that this happened.
There's no way he knew.
He's going to be disgusted.
Well, how could he have known, Ann? She was out of the building.
We don't know if he ever,
He might have been a
if he ever
listener,
heard
though.
on the show
I
or.
definitely brought it up. So go eat at restaurant time.
Wow.
Priority one.
Doing Bob.
God. Priority One Bank, 16 locations to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide and show you how they're going to help you invest and manage your money, but most importantly, how they're going to help you prepare for the future. Now more than ever. You have questions about your money, you need answers, you need them in a timely fashion, you need this level of service. You're only going to get at Priority One Bank. If you live in Central Mississippi, you live near a Priority One Bank location. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. I need to check one thing before we get going here. Just one thing. I did forget.
Okay.
Okay. It is 17 weeks until Labor Day. That means
Ooh.
we are next week. We will do our first on this spot on this Tuesday show. We will do our first SEC preview.
Can't wait.
That's exciting. But today is all about baseball. And one thing we haven't done yet on this show is kind of do a hot board show. We're a week into the, it was a week ago around this time, Robbie, now that I think about it, that you were shooting me a text about Lemonis coming on the show. And, within an hour of that, Chris Lemonis had been dismissed. Hot boards immediately pop up. After week one, it is when hot boards tend to start to grow a little bit sometimes. More candidates get added. I feel this is the opposite of that. I feel like this hot board, the hot board that I'm using currently, yours might be a little different over there at on three, the Super Talk one. I've got it down to four guys. So we're going to talk about them. But we're going to start with a guy who's not on my board, and we think you and I both agree shouldn't be on anybody's board. And that's Nick Mangione. A guy that, we saw him this week here at Mississippi State. He gets swept. And you shouldn't just let one weekend's worth of results bear out. But I think you and I agree on two things. One, the buyout is untenable. Mississippi State should not pay any coach, shouldn't be willing to pay any coach that kind of buyout money outside of maybe Tony Vitello. But two, the brand of baseball that he plays, I don't think Mississippi State fans will go for it. And so
No.
for me, Nick Mangione is not a real candidate for this job.
No. And he was initially on our first hot board because, and I mentioned this before, but like it just made sense. He has connections to Mississippi State. He's had success at Kentucky, went to the school's first College World Series last year, won a game at the College World Series, and he's done some good things there at Kentucky, and you can't deny that. So by default, he goes on the hot board because of the connections there. But I added a caveat right when his name started getting brought up. The buyout is just outrageous. They gave him a contract that I don't think anybody in the country is going to pay to come after Nick Mangione. He's a good coach, but he's not, for me, if I'm an AD, he's not worth the buyout that you're going to have to pay. And then on top of that, the salary you're going to have to pay him. I don't think you're going to get the results that you want out of that. And I think he would be a much more successful coach at Mississippi State than he would be at Kentucky because of the resources that he would have.
No doubt.
But I just don't think that it's worth that. And on top of that, that's another thing that I've talked about when his name is ringing up. I just don't think State fans would like the brand of baseball that he played. And I think this week it sold that fact for me. It was not a fun brand of baseball to watch. It's
And not
a
only the
lot of gimmicks and
not only on the field baseball, but watching a team doing conga lines in their dugout when they're losing, state
Yeah.
are not going to go for that. Kentucky fans go for it for two reasons. One, they've always sucked in baseball, so they'll take what they can get. And two, they don't go to the games anyway, so they're not seeing it.
Yep.
Mississippi State fans, 12, 15,000 people sitting in the stadium are not going to tolerate a dugout doing TikTok dances when they're losing. They're just not absolutely, absolutely not going to go for that.
And how you play and how you carry yourself and what you do, it matters to Mississippi State fans. This is a fan base that is very cognizant of that kind of stuff. They're watching all those things. We heard it all weekend. I mean, the first day, it didn't take long. People were coming there. Please take Mangione off the list, like immediately. And I like Nick Mangione a lot. When he was here, very great guy to work with. Personable, off the field is just an outstanding person. Great family, and he is just a really, really good guy. I just don't think what the way that they do things would sell to this fan base. They would be out pretty quickly. And State had the banana thing in 18. They've had their gimmicks too, but not to that extent. I mean, it wasn't even a dugout at times that was very engaged. They were just like staging their own dances and huddles and things like that. They were bending over and touching their toes. They weren't like a lot of times they weren't even watching what was going on the field. And then on top of that, you have antics from Mangione's headbutting the baseball when it's fouled off to him. We saw him when he was here. He tripped a guy coming around first base. He alleges he didn't do it, but
We've all seen the tape.
they did the whole thing against Texas A&M this year where they're playing with their earpieces, trying to delay because they are trying to get a win. It's just a lot of it's just kind of little league gamesmanship stuff, and I just don't think it would play very well here at Mississippi State. So, and the small ball stuff too, the bunting, giving away an out in the first or second inning, and do like the hit by pitches, and I mean basically their offense is just try to get on base somehow and steal the bases and try to create some havoc, which is fine. I mean, do whatever you can to win, but I just don't think that would work at Mississippi State. I don't think this fan base would go for it.
I'm
So
in agreement with you. So,
I
Mingo.
don't think that Nick Mangione is going to be Mississippi State's next head coach. I don't think Mississippi State's going to pursue him. And again, I don't think that he's interested in coming here. I think he's happy with where he's at because at the end of the day, he's been there for 7, 8 years, 6, 7 years, whatever it is at this point. He's been to three regionals. He's had a few losing seasons. I think he's had three winning seasons in the SEC. He did have a really, really good season last year, one of the best seasons they've ever had, but the whole sum of it has not really sold me on Nick Mangione being the coach here.
All right. So let's move into the guys that you and I both agree, or at least I think. And I'll tell you what, I'll tell you my guys, and you tell me what you like, what you don't like. So we'll start there. And let's start with the guy that I think you and I both on day one would have said highly unlikely, but then information has come our way that has sort of changed our thoughts on that. And that's Wes Johnson at Georgia. We all know the connections to Mississippi State. He's been in the SEC a number of times. I think that one thing that gets lost in translation with Wes Johnson is a lot of people still talk about him and the rash of Tommy John surgeries that happened here at Mississippi State. This is a guy that after he left Mississippi State was the pitching coach at Arkansas, then went to MLB to coach for the Twins, then went to LSU when they won a national title, was a big piece of why Paul Skeens went to LSU, and now the head coach at Georgia. It's obvious that that is just a fluke coincidence. It has nothing to do with Wes Johnson. Otherwise, these teams would not continue to let him coach pitchers. So I feel like that narrative is way, way overblown. This is a guy who's turned Georgia into an elite program basically overnight. They were not good when he got there. They've been one of the biggest underachievers. We always talked about Georgia like, man, if they could ever get going, there's so much talent there. He's got them going in the right direction. I like that the idea. That to me would be a pretty easy hire if he's interested and you want to make that hire. That's one that makes a lot of sense to me. What do you like about the idea of Wes Johnson coming to Starkville?
Well, I think Wes Johnson is a great baseball coach. I think he's a really good recruiter, great evaluator, great developer of arms. Hasn't really worked out yet from a pitching standpoint at Georgia, but I have a
which is
feeling.
Weird.
I have a feeling he's going to get that under control.
Yeah.
But just a really good coach. I think he is perfect for this era of baseball. He really gets it. He's coached under some really good coaches. He was at Dallas Baptist, obviously, and what Dan Heathner's done there has just been amazing. And then he's coached under John Cohen and Dave Van Horn, who I think when they were both in there, two of the better coaches in the SEC and in the country when they were both coaching together. He's coached for Jay Johnson at LSU. He continues to get hired by some really great coaches, and he's not – I mean, he's leaving on his own terms. So I think that he is immediately, if he is interested, he is 1A or 1B for Mississippi State. That is a guy that you go hire without a doubt if you have the opportunity to go do it. My question with him is how interested he is in leaving Georgia and coming to Mississippi State. I don't know if I have an answer to that yet. I talked to an industry source last week. And I, you know, initially I was told that Wes Johnson, there was no chance that that State was going to be able to get him. But I was told on Monday night that there is an opportunity there. There is some word out there that Wes Johnson would be interested in talking to Mississippi State, would be interested in the job. I always put, you know, a little bit of doubt in that when I'm thinking about some of these coaches that are in pretty good situations. Wes Johnson's at a university that has a lot of resources. When you think about the talent that he can recruit in a very small area, it's one of the best baseball states in America. When you talk about travel ball and high school baseball, there's a lot of talent right there in Georgia. He's at a great spot. And if Georgia's willing to send resources his way, there's really no reason for him to leave because he's already in the SEC playing at the highest level. So my question is this a play by agents and Wes Johnson to maybe not get more money because he's making good money? He's over $1 million now. Is it a play to get more resources? Is he planning to get more NIL? Is he trying to get a new stadium? Things like that. That's my question with this, is the interest that we're hearing about behind the scenes, is that manufactured to try to get something from Georgia? Because we see it every single year when it comes to the coaching carousel.
Is there anything that's baseball related to Wes Johnson that would turn you off as a hire?
The way they play baseball, things like that. I really can't think of one. The question to me would be what happens with his offense, mm-hmm. because if Wes Johnson's hired at Mississippi State, is Will Coggin willing to come with him and be the top assistant at Mississippi State, or is he upset about the fact he didn't get the job at Mississippi State? Is he willing to wait his turn and continue to coach as an assistant, or is he ready to kind of take over his own position? Because I think that there's a very good chance that Georgia could just promote Will Coggin from within if that's the case. So what's his offense look like? Because their offense right now is what's really winning them the games. Their offense the last 2 years has been really good. And they lost one of the best players in baseball last year, and they've kind of kept chugging along here.
They're a little better than they were last year.
Somehow. Yeah, and Will Coggin and Nick Amorati, two Mississippi State guys, They're running the offense. Wes Johnson isn't doing the offense. That the offense is on them. So, and we saw that at Kentucky too. So my question would be, you know, what's that look like for him? Who does he hire as his assistants? Obviously, he has connections through the roof when it comes to pitching. So I think that State would be able to have a really good pitching staff with Wes Johnson at the helm. I just wonder about what's the style of play for that offense if it's not Will Coggin and Nick Amorati and he goes in a different direction? What's his philosophy on it? I don't know. I don't know how much that has to do with his philosophy on it and how much is Will Coggin. I imagine Will and Nick Amorati are pretty much running things when it comes to the offense. So that would be my biggest concern.
I could be wrong. It feels like Coggin may not make the move to Starkville with him, but Amorati probably would.
Possibly, yeah. He possibly could.
So
that makes sense for Amorati. He would be taking over probably as a hitting coach, full time, top assistant maybe.
You could make him assistant head coach or something like that.
Yeah. I think you could definitely get I don't every day we do this on
every
Zoom,
day I'm gonna turn my head because it's funny.
Somebody calls me. It's crazy.
Popular man. You're a popular man. So, all right, let's talk about the let's split this up in two ways. We will talk about the two guys that have MSU ties and the other two guys don't. So let's go over to Auburn, another former Mississippi State pitching coach in Butch Thompson. Again, this is a guy I think on the early hot boards, the early thought process was probably not going to be a lot of interest, but it seems like there is, and it seems to be mutual that Mississippi State would be interested in bringing in Butch Thompson. And Butch Thompson would be interested in coming to Mississippi State. This is a guy who's made Auburn into a pretty consistent program. They have some down years, they have some up years, but their ups are really up for Auburn. I mean, going to the College World Series is doing well there. I personally think this would be a fun hire just to stick it to John Cohen. I think I would laugh. But at the same time, you know, the inconsistency of Butch, the way he follows up a great season with a poor season from time to time, I mean, just last year, they were the worst team in the SEC. This year, they're one of the best teams in the SEC. So what does next year bring for Auburn? I don't know the answer to that. What are your thoughts on Butch Thompson? That's a guy I know you know pretty well.
I think that Butch would be better at Mississippi State than he is at Auburn.
Okay.
I think it's a very safe hire. I don't think he will have I think he'll have the high highs. I don't think he'll have as many lows that he does at Auburn just because the resources are significantly better. And I think you're going to see Auburn be a little more consistent now that John Cohen's there because, quite frankly, Cohen is going to pour more resources into baseball than what they've had there. Mm-hmm. And they've made it more of a priority. And in, like, you look at what they're doing, the premium seats that they're selling, they're making some money back on it. So there's interest growing there. I think that they're going to have more resources there at Auburn as he stays. But it is very strange, the kind of up and downs that you've seen there. I mean, he inherited a bad program. And in year two, he's in a regional. His first 3 years, he goes regional, super regional, College World Series. So it was steadily getting better. And I think COVID kind of broke that up. Because right after COVID, losing record, goes to the College World Series in 2022, went to a regional, but had dropped down as far as his wins are concerned, was better in SEC play, and then the bottom fell out again. And he goes 27 and 25 and 8 and 21 in the league. And now this year, they're a top 10 team.
Yeah.
So what I will say about Butch,
aren't they?
Huh?
Aren't they top five now?
Might be. I haven't looked at the rankings today. But what I'll say about Butch is I've never been around a coach that is better at identifying something with a player that you don't see, with a pitcher specifically, and unlocking that and making that player a cheat code. I've never seen a coach do it as well as Butch does. We saw it at Mississippi State. And he did it with Chad Jurado, which he changed that arm slot, and it was more kind of a three-quarter deal, and Chad Jurado was unhittable during that 2013 season. He recognized whenever he first got there where the game was going, and Butch is a super analytical guy and very smart. They recognized where the game was going, and they accordingly recruited to it. So if you look at those guys that they brought in when they first got here, the Chris Strattons and the Kendall Gravemans and those guys, they recruited guys that were going to fit the style of play that the NCAA was going to at the time, where you had the seams on the ball and the bat just played to a pitcher's and defensive strength. And that's really what they did well, is when you look at 2012 and 2013, those teams pitched it and defended extremely well, and Butch Thompson was a huge part of that. And so we saw it this year. Samuel Dutton, what they're doing with him, has been really remarkable. His curveball is virtually unhittable, and he's been one of the best Friday night starters in the league this year, and he was not great at LSU. And another thing I'll say about Butch is they've recruited the portal fairly well. Their portal guys have been pretty good, and I've been a little surprised by that, the job they've done in the portal. So he understands the portal. He is a good recruiter. Again, I think that he will win at Mississippi State and win consistently. I think that he will get Mississippi State to the College World Series. He's done it at Auburn, a place that has traditionally not been good at baseball. I mean, this is they've had some good players there, but they have not been a good baseball program, and he's created some stability there. If you look at it, two, three, five NCAA regionals out of nine chances. Well, he'll have six out of nine chances,
Nice.
and that's pretty good for Auburn. So, very safe hire. It would not really excite this fan base, but he knows how to win, and he knows how to win at Mississippi State. He knows how to recruit here. He knows what it takes. I do question, same thing with Wes and Minge. How badly does he want to leave Auburn? And you know John Cohen's going to do everything he can to keep him. They're friends. That's been his boss for many years. I tend to think that he would be interested, and Mississippi State, I think, feels confident they have a good shot of landing him if he is interested. To me, it's a very safe hire. It's not a home run hire that's really going to ignite the fan base and get everybody excited, but he would win here, and I think he would do a really good job.
I think the only thing that really worries me with Butch, like I mentioned, is that inconsistency that he's had trouble stacking great seasons on top of each other. And it kind of reminds me a little bit of what Cohen did. You know, Cohen would have a great year, and then the next year they'd take a little bit of a step back, and then they'd come back. And it was just kind of up and down, and I'd like to see a bit more consistency. But that being said, if Butch Thompson is indeed the answer, I'm not going to complain about that one bit. I think he's a fantastic coach, and I do think he would do quite well here at Mississippi State. All right, let's move into the rest of our other two candidates here, and that's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District, the place to find the smoked Southern soul food that you're looking for, or the older brother. I gotta tell on myself a little bit here, Robbie. I ate at the older brother on Friday with my kids, and I did not get the Philly cheesesteak. I once again went with the croque monsieur.
Was it a situation where you just forgot you were going to try it, or
No,
you
I
just didn't?
thought about it, and I just couldn't pull the trigger. I could not convince myself to do it. That's
No,
why I
I
need you
feel
there.
that. I
Yeah, I need
feel
you
that.
there. You're gonna be my spotter,
Accountability partner.
my accountability buddy.
Accountability buddy.
There you go.
That works.
You're right. So next time Robbie and I are in the mood for a fancy sandwich, we're gonna head over to Two Brothers, or if we want that smoked Southern soul food, we're head over to Two Brothers. I said Two Brothers twice. The older brother and then Two Brothers. You should go there too. If you're gonna be in Starkville this weekend for baseball, head to the Cotton District, Two Brothers and the older brother. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. They've been doing it for 50 years.
Yeah.
It was good. I felt the in that. That was good. It was good.
Yeah.
If you need technology for your business, give Advantage Business Systems a call. And then if you need service, it's the same people. You've already got that relationship with them. You're not calling someone you don't know. They're not making you an appointment with someone you don't know. It's all easily done because it's all done here in the state of Mississippi. 601-362-9192 or visit them online at absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. If you're going to be in Starkville this weekend, before you head over to Diddy Noble Field, you need to make a trip to Maroon & Co. to make sure you've got the best looking MSU gear on when you walk in the gates. Everything maroon and white under one roof. M over S, state script, interlocking. They've got all the logos that you want. They got some for your car, for your house, for your tailgate, for your rig. Whatever's going on at Mississippi State, it's at Maroon and Co. Use our promo code Thunder15 to save 15% off. on regular price items. Some exclusions do apply. Next time you're in Starkville, before you go to the game, make sure you go to Maroon & Co. If you're looking to get out in the yard this summer, you make sure you make a trip to Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden before you do. Everything you need to keep your yard, your garden, your house looking its best is at Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden. It is the John Deere Drive Green Spring Sales Event. 0% financing up to 48 months on the John Deere Gators and commercial mowers. 0% financing up to 72 months on all compact tractors. Nothing runs like a deer, so don't miss out. Offer valid through June 2nd. See your dealer for details. Visit Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden at 3575 Tom Watson Drive in Saltillo or shop online at scruggsfarm.com. Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden, they have what you want for less.
Did you see the breaking news that the Board of Supervisors in Starkville has selected Baptist Hospital to be the potential buyer for OCH. So just a little bit of local news for you.
I think I'd be the Baptist. Why can't the Catholics do it?
We do things best.
Oh, do you now? Oh, yeah?
I don't want to brag. But
well, then I challenge any Baptist that wants to a beer drinking competition. Huh? Let's see how you do there.
Well, most of us would publicly say no, and then turn around and beat you.
Let's see. Then after that, we're going to have a dance-off.
Yeah, that's going too far. That is going too far.
I'm sorry. I overstepped. Cool. That's good news for the city of Starkville, in my opinion.
Will we beat you to the lunch buffet?
Oh, absolutely not. No chance. I go to that 9 a.m. mass. I'm out by 10:30.
Oh, yeah. You're out.
I got time.
We're the last ones to get there.
Yeah. If it was like an actual buffet restaurant, you'd be scraping the trays trying to get something after the Catholics have been in there.
The Catholics and the Methodists just wiping it out.
That's right. All right. So now we've talked about two candidates with Mississippi State ties. Let's talk about two that don't have any. And I want to mention that this guy's name was The Sign. And The Sign is brought to you by our friends over at Pip Printing and Signs. Your business needs printing. It needs someone who can get the message out there. You don't want to deal with anyone but the best. That's Pip Printing and Signs. They've got 30 years of experience. They've helped number of businesses throughout our state grow and get out there and get their message out there, get signage that gets people in the door and keeps them coming in the door. That's what you need from your business printing relationship. That's what you're going to get with Pip Printing and Signs. And if you're a Mississippi State fan, I need to reach out to Cam. I haven't seen if he's switched over to State Excellence Fund. But regardless, if you want to make a donation to Bulldog NIL, you can do that when you work with Pip Printing and Signs. You're already spending money on printing. Spend it with a Bulldog business that's also going to help Bulldog Athletics. Call our friend Camden Baker at 601-499-5216. When you need printing, call Pip today. When I saw the name Brian O'Connor get linked to this hire, and it wasn't from Rando Fan. It wasn't from Dog Fan 69420. It wasn't from any of the number of burner accounts. It was from people like Kendall Rogers and Aaron Fitt and Jacob Rudner saying that there's real mutual interest between Brian O'Connor and Mississippi State. That was the sign that this hire was indeed going to be one where Mississippi State took baseball very, very seriously. O'Connor, to me, is the home run hire. Wes Johnson would be a great hire. Butch Thompson would be a great hire. You get Brian O'Connor, you're making a statement to college baseball that Mississippi State is serious about getting back to winning national championships, in my opinion.
It wouldn't just be a home run hire. It'd be a grand slam backflip into the upper deck.
The touchdown.
Not the Kentucky hit by pitch backflip. This would be the backflip.
Did I see that? I was just like, did he just bat flip a hit by pitch?
That right there should have ended any talk about Mendion. Yeah. No, this would be, to me, the best hire on paper Mississippi State's ever made in any sport. And I don't think that you can really dispute that. You hire a sitting Power Four head coach that has been arguably one of the best head coaches in the game during his time as a head coach. it would be a massive statement for Mississippi State. And I shuddered to believe it a little bit early on, but I did get some information last week that suggested that he would be listening. And I don't know if Mississippi State ultimately makes that hire, but if I'm Zach Selman, I'm doing everything in my power to make that hire. And the big thing about it is Mississippi State has resources in place that would make it a much easier place for Brian O'Connor in this current landscape of college baseball to have success. Because I think it's going to be increasingly tougher for Virginia and teams like that that don't push the resources into its baseball program the way that a place like Mississippi State does. It's going to become tougher for them to stay at the top. And they've been really good over the years because of their recruiting and evaluation and coaching and development that Brian O'Connor and his staff have put in. And the numbers speak for themselves. Look at the guys that they've recruited and they developed and sent to the major leagues and put in the first round. And he's won a national championship. He's played for another one. They've been to the College World Series a bunch. And he is – the thing I always say about Brian O'Connor, he is Virginia baseball. He created that brand. I mean, they were nothing before he got there.
People get mad, but he's a more successful Mike Bianco.
He is. They are very, very similar, but he has done significantly more during his time. And that's the thing is, like, if you have a chance to hire somebody like this, you do it. And Mississippi State hasn't had an opportunity to hire coaches like this in college baseball much. We talked about it before. You hired Ron Polk, who was Group of Five coach. You got Pat McMahon promoted from pitching coach. So that was a good hire, but he was just promoted from within. John Cohen was a great coach, but he had ties to Mississippi State. It was kind of a no-brainer. And after that, you hire an assistant coach. You hire a guy that had not really done very much, and Chris Lemonis. This would be a statement hire by Mississippi State. And, you know, I don't know. I don't know how it plays out, but to me, this is the no-brainer pick for your head coach if he's interested. And for Zach Selman, I think he understands how important baseball is here and how important it is for him to make a great hire in this coaching search for his personal resume. And this would be the guy that I'm calling every day and asking him, what do we have to do to make this happen?
Is there anything we don't like about him? Is there anything that you know, is he's been at Virginia for so long. Is there any question that he could go to a different program and be good there?
Not a doubt in my mind. I think he would fit like a glove at Mississippi State. You know, 7 College World Series. He's won the conference championship twice. He's a 5-time Coach of the Year in his conference. As an assistant, he was one of the best assistants in the country at Notre Dame. Won the national championship in 2015. He went to back-to-back College World Series the last 2 years. And what's most impressive about this guy is he's literally having to raise his own money for this program. He's the fundraiser. He's the marketing guy, pretty much. He's the head coach. He's developing. He's pitching coach, pretty much. This is the ultimate. If I'm building a college baseball coach, he would be in my top 5 easily. He is one of the best coaches in the country, and I don't think there's any doubt about it. This would be my top choice.
All right. I mean, I'm in agreement with you 100%. If I could wave my magic wand and make it one guy, this is the guy I would pick of the available candidates. Let's talk about the one assistant on my list, and that's Tennessee assistant coach Josh Elander. And this, to me, is kind of interesting, right? You know, Van Horn to Vitello to Elander. That's the lineage that we're kind of talking about here. Vitello was Dave Van Horn's number 2 for a number of years. He goes to Tennessee, and he shows that, you know, the apple didn't fall far from the tree, and he's actually elevated that program even above Arkansas to this point. Then Elander seems to be the next branch on this tree. If State were to go the assistant route, It seems like it's between Elander and Will Coggin, who we talked about a little bit earlier. But I feel like Elander, just for some, whatever reason, feels like a safer choice if State has to go the assistant route. The good news for State is it doesn't seem like they're going to have to go that route, because even if they miss the three guys we've talked about on this show, there are a number of other coaches that would probably be interested. Head coach, I think Chris Pollard, who I have not mentioned, is somebody maybe that would be interested in this job. If you wanted to, if you felt like you had to get a head coach, a guy like Skylar Meade would almost certainly take this job, the coach from Troy. But if they do want to decide, hey, let's roll the dice a little bit and see if we can't fulfill the promise of Andy Cannizzaro, the guy who was going to be this person for Mississippi State, and his own personal demons got in the way of that, this could be that guy in Josh Elander.
Yeah, I like Josh Elander a lot. He has the makeup you're looking for. It's obviously a gamble with either him or Coggin if you hired them as assistant coaches coming into this league. But I always say, if I'm looking for a coach and it's between a group of five or an assistant coach and I have questions about both, I'm going with the SEC assistant.
Mm-hmm.
Because this guy has won in this league. He's a big part of what Tennessee has done, both from a hitting perspective and what they're doing offensively, but also recruiting. He's recruiting a lot of this talent. And, you know, Tony Vitello is obviously the guy that's closing the deal, but these are the guys underneath that are, you know, putting in the work and evaluating and recruiting and building the relationships. When they get here is when the head coaches usually close the deal. Vitello doesn't have to do as much of that anymore, although I think he does get involved a good bit, but that's what Vitello was doing at Arkansas. This is Elander's kind of the next man up. He's kind of molding into the Vitello type. He's got fire in him. We saw that last year in the SEC tournament. I'm pretty sure he was the guy that Jake Gautreaux was ready to choke out at the pitcher's mound if he wanted some of that. I was pretty sure that was him.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got some fire in his gut. He's a great recruiter, apparently really good at teaching the hitting aspect of things, and I'm sure defensively too. It's a safe assistant hire, I would say. If you hired him, I would feel fairly good about Mississippi State putting together a good product, because the guy has coached in a really good program now for several years. You can't tell me that he hasn't learned some things from a guy that we all would consider the number one
the best coach positions right now.
Right okay. Now in baseball, just as, in terms of total package.
Mm-hmm.
What Vitello is doing at Tennessee, it's unbelievable. So
yeah.
To learn under him, to be in that program, there's no way he's just sitting around and picking his nose in the dugout. He's doing something to help that team get to the point that they're competing for championships and winning them.
I agree with you. I think he'd be an outstanding hire if it got to that. That's the good news for State is, if I'm right about any of these four guys, if these were my top four, if State gets any of them, they have secured an outstanding baseball coach who will elevate this program back
yes.
to where it belongs in college baseball. I don't have any doubt about any of these four candidates.
And I think all of them can recruit. That's the biggest
thing.
That's
the biggest thing. That's all I care about, Robbie. I don't care about anybody else.
If you can recruit and get the talent here, it will take care of itself. I'm not saying you just sit back and do nothing. There's some development that has to take place, but they can all develop too. But the biggest thing that I think has been missing from Mississippi State is the lack of recruiting high-level players that make it to campus. They've recruited some high-level players, but when those players leave and they go to the MLB draft, the class has dwindled down to players that are guys that had a couple of offers here and there. You plucked them from JUCO. They're kind of like maybe high upside guys or guys that are kind of gimmicky. Mississippi State needs to recruit better. That's just the bottom line. They haven't recruited to their brand, I don't think. And we've seen some good years. Chris Lemonis had some good years, but I don't think he was able to win the battles he needed to win and also convince some of these guys to come to campus. He he's missed a lot of guys that have gone pro that teams like LSU and Vanderbilt and even Tennessee, Arkansas, they've gotten a lot of those players to school. And if they didn't get guys to school, they had backloaded the rest of the talent. It was still a very good recruiting class. Mississippi State's recruiting classes have been very top-heavy. And that's a problem because at the end of the day, nobody cares about what you recruited if it leaves. If you're not able to bring those guys to campus, it does nothing for you long-term. So they've got to be able to recruit better. And I think ultimately that's the biggest issue that this team has had, this program has had, dating back to the last few head coaches. The up-and-down nature, that's recruiting to me.
I agree 100%. Like, getting an elite killer recruiter has got to be number one. This isn't 1947 NL baseball, right? We're not worried about strategy as much anymore. It's about getting your 1 through 9 being the best it can possibly be. And I think all four of these guys, I agree with you, would
and not just like just selling us that this person's a recruiter. We need tangible evidence.
Yeah.
We were told that Chris Lemonis was one of the best recruiters in baseball by John Cohen. Mm-hmm. John Cohen told us he was one of the best evaluators, best recruiters. And there was not that much to back that up. We didn't see a lot on paper. We all kind of questioned that when it was mentioned. We're like, okay, well, we'll see what he can do here. But it hadn't been proven to that point. I want to see somebody that we know, hey, that guy's a dog on the recruiting trail. He can evaluate. He can recruit. We've seen it. We've seen him evaluate players, bring them in, develop them into MLB guys, and they went on and did that. We've seen that from all the guys we've mentioned. We've seen a track record of recruiting. Even Butch Thompson was an excellent recruiter at Mississippi State and evaluator. So every single guy that we've mentioned, I think, has the potential to kill it at Mississippi State, to be really good. I think every single guy that we've mentioned has that potential. That's a very good thing for State going into this coaching search, that we've talked about multiple guys here and guys that a lot of people would be disappointed in just because of the fact that they're assistant coaches or they haven't been as successful as they want. Mm-hmm. But when you look at it, there's a lot to like about Will Coggin and Josh Elander. There's a lot to like about Butch Thompson. So while you might be upset if State hires that person, that doesn't mean that they're not going to be super successful here. So I think State has a chance to land a really, really good coach no matter what happens.
I'm in agreement with you. So, all right, that's the, hot boards are hot boards, man. Tomorrow, next week, we could have some new names to talk about. But for me right now, those are the four I think the focus needs to be on. We shall see. Tomorrow's show is the Rumblings. Get us your questions in. If you got more questions about some coaches, we're happy to answer those or whatever else. You know what to do. Talk to you guys tomorrow. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk, Mississippi.